All right, pop quiz for you, Luke. Do you know what a cougar is?
Yes.
Not the animal.
No. I know.
What is it?
It's a gal who's not in her younger days, but who still kind of gets out there and enjoys the karaoke and the looking at the young men.
Yes, I don't know if anybody else knew what that is, or do you know what a pet parent is, or a Christian Zionist? Those are just a few of the 75 microtrends identified by pollster Mark Penn, author of the new book Microtrends: The Small Forces Behind Tomorrow's Big Changes. Now, he's the guy who identified soccer moms as swing voters. Well, his other jobs is the chief advisor to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, and Mark is joining us. Hi, Mark.
Morning.
Something I think's sort of interesting is you write that just 1% of the population dedicating themselves to something can shift agendas. How can that be?
Well, because 1% now, 2, 3, 4 million people can be a powerful force, can be a social movement. The last several elections were decided by less than that. You can start a new religion. You could be a hit movie, a hit book. Right now, what we're seeing is that people, rather than making kind of the old choices just based on class or religion, are really making a whole series of new choices based on their lifestyles. And those choices, those 1% choices, microtrends, may never be big. YouTubers may always stay YouTubers, but they can have a powerful impact on how our society is shaping up.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the election, since that's what we've been focusing on a lot. You talk about a group in the book called Impressionable Elites. And when it comes to voting just simply on character, that rich people are more concerned with morals, that kind of, is he a guy you'd like to have, or gal you'd like to have a beer with, rather than the issues. Why is this?
Well, what's happened is that the jugheads have become eggheads, and the eggheads have become jugheads. Well, what we really find now is that working and middle-class voters, very serious, very issue-oriented, much more educated now. They have new economy jobs to a greater frequency. They really study the issues. They're the kind of people that say, hey, tell me what the issues are, because they may or may not have health care. They may or may not have child care, whereas the top 10%, you know, the chattering class, has become far more impressionable. They're always talking about personality because they're so much more divorced from the everyday issues that people face.
Because they can take care of things like their health care and their mortgages and the like. How about this one, pro-Semites, the exalting of Jewish American culture? You write that 11% of the people on J-Date aren't Jewish?
Well, there's been a big reversal here. There are a lot of non-Jews that are saying, you know, a Jewish spouse, that would be pretty good.
Why?
And they're showing up on J-Date. We don't know exactly why they're seeking Jewish spouses. Obviously, they think they make good, successful, long-term mates. And we're seeing that respect for the Jewish religion has climbed when we go back over the last 30 years to become one of the most admired religions. So we say that there's an increasing trend of pro-Semites. There's even, you know, a different trend. You know, Christian Zionists, there are now more Christian supporters of Israel than there are Jewish supporters of Israel because, well, that's what the numbers show.
I grew up in a conservative Christian home where we celebrated Passover.
Really?
Yeah, the Burbanks, early adopters of this trend, clearly.
Another one I think is interesting is for women graduating with college degrees who become modern Mary Poppins. The idea maybe perhaps that the governess is coming to the United States. How do you think this is going to affect the workforce in general?
Well, a lot of people are choosing kind of a different kind of work. You know, for every trend, there's a counter trend. So for people that want new economy, high pressured, high power jobs, there are people that say, hey, I want to be a nanny. I've got this college education, but, you know, I don't want to join the rat race. I want to have something different. You see it reflected in movies like The Nanny Diaries. I mean, you see now that there's a whole new class of nannies that's growing up that really is a modern Mary Poppins. It's well-educated and making a very different choice. Now, again, it's a micro-trend. It's not going to be the dominant trend, but there are going to be a couple of million people making that choice.
Social geeks. This is my favorite. On the Myers-Briggs personality test, the group we often call geeks in the past tested as introverts, and now they're testing as extroverts. What's led to that?
Well, because originally the people that really loved technology, I mean, they never got out of the science center. They never got any sun.
Or out of their mother's basement.
Now technology is all about communication. It's about connection. And so the people that really like technology, the new geeks, are the most socially oriented. They're on the forefront of communications and connecting. A lot more women are out there, you know, as new geeks as well.
And finally, this one may be good for our show and NPR in general, long attention spanners. People who are willing to sit with something for a little bit of time. Can you give me a couple of examples?
Well, when you look at the websites now, they go back 50 pages. When you look at the most successful direct mail letters, they in fact are the longer letters. When you look at what's been happening to the top books, they've been lengthening by 100 pages. So what really happens is, although there's a group that's ADD, there's another group of LASers, or long attention spanners. They're just voracious information consumers. You know, they spend all their time on the internet, and their searches never stop. And they are probably the biggest consumers of the internet because they have a thirst for information, and they have the patience to really absorb it. And that probably is even a bigger trend today, I think, than people realize.
If you think about how long those Harry Potter books are, and people sit through them.
Exactly.
It's really a fun read, an interesting read, a thought-provoking read. Mark Penn, chief advisor to Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, we have to say that for full disclosure, and the author of Microchange, The Small Forces Behind Tomorrow's Big Changes. Thanks for making the time, Mark.
Thank you.